He's been proving doubters wrong his whole life.
Either choose you want to play sports or do you want to be a Cowboy?
We were amazed at his talent.
Chris Harris Jr. is the first and only one to make it to the NFL from Bixby, Oklahoma.
NFL or NBA, man, anything. Anyway, anything to get out of here, really.
He would get up, get his sister up, and they would go to the bus stop, go to school.
He's always been competitive since he was little.
He's just like he is right now.
Despite just one Division I scholarship offer, despite being undrafted, despite tearing his ACL.
Out here catching balls. Every day out here on this field.
He's a great kid. I'm so proud of him.
Harris is coming off an all-pro season, has a brand new contract, and is now a father.
Yeah, I was probably number 90. I was definitely the last person on the team.
This is his underdog story.
Family owns tons of cows and land and horses. So we stayed here until probably sixth grade, until I graduated, until probably like 3 years in college. So this is my house right here. When my parents got divorced at four, we had to stay at my grandma's house, which I'll show you my grandma's, and then we moved here. How you doing? They want to see where I first lived at, so I'm just showing them around.
You want to see inside?
Oh. Man, that's crazy. All right, all this was over here. And the fridge was right here. This is crazy. This is like totally different. And this was my room right here. Yep, this is my room. And then you see how they have a door right here? Me and my sister had to share closets. So we had the big silver or big mirror closet, but it could slide. So we had to share closets. And I had my room always over there. Thank y'all, man. Thanks for letting us come through, man. That was pretty cool right there, though. The line all the way downstairs.
From humble beginnings come great things.
What's up, my man?
June 26th, as declared by the mayor, is Chris Harris Jr. Day in Bixby, Oklahoma. And outside of the field where Harris was once a star, the stretch of road was recently renamed. There are now two street signs in the family.
It's very special to me. I've always wanted to leave a legacy, and I'm able to do that now. And they see that I've been doing in the community and on the field, and so I feel blessed to be able to receive that award.
The road less traveled started with a single Division I scholarship offer.
Turn and go.
Got it.
You come right to that market.
With a chip on his shoulder in 2007, Harris landed in Lawrence.
One, two, stop.
Once you got to Kansas, your very first game, you were starting.
Oh, yeah, I always felt I was just ready, man. I felt like I was already mentally on another level going into college, so I was able to learn the schemes, the defense, everything pretty fast, and it really helped me to that next level.
Here's a pass play to the far side, and they blow it up. Chris Harris there to get him. Fumbled! Loose ball! KU picks it up!
Chris Harris
has it!
As a freshman, Harris was the Big 12 Defensive Newcomer of the Year and had an interception in the 2008 Orange Bowl, helping the Jayhawks win one of the biggest bowl games in school history.
And now here's a pass play, intercepted! Chris Harris made the pick. He is down near the 31.
For the moment, football life was foolproof. Off the field, well, success didn't come as promptly.
It took us 3 years to talk. I was extremely shy in college. So never spoke, and there was a fashion show, and we kind of talked then, and it actually wasn't until after I graduated that we started talking and courting and dating.
Who made the first? I mean, I know that Chris has such a big personality, and so was that kind of what?
Yeah, he probably will never admit this. He would try to talk to me and ask me what my major was and things like that, and so it was on Facebook, and he had asked me, like, hey, how are you doing? Haven't seen you in a while, and I was like, oh, you know, I'm doing good. And I was always straight to the point because I just did not date athletes. That was just my thing. I didn't date athletes. I didn't want anything to do with them.
He's not like the stereotypical athlete.
No, he's not.
There's so much more to Chris.
He's so much more than that. And so, you know, when I first met him, he always had such a big smile, and he was always, you know, just so sweet, and he knew so much about the Bible, so much about God, had so much to say about everything. And I remember thinking to myself, like, I wish I could be with a guy like him. 4 years later, we ended up together.
Patience prevailed, and things were looking up.
It's to throw it to the end zone. Knocked up and intercepted. It's tipped up into the air, and the Jayhawks have the ball.
Harris was a four-year starter and finished his college career with the third most tackles from a defensive back in Kansas history.
But he does not have a first down. Terrific one-on-one tackle by Chris Harris.
Senior year, Harris was voted a team captain, but it was for new head coach Turner Gill. And with that came a position switch to safety. It was for the good of the team, but bad for his draft stock.
So the day of the draft, we had a lot of family over. We had a lot of food, and we're all, you know, in this big room, and we're just, you know, watching the draft and stuff. And then, you know, Chris's name didn't get called, you know, that first day. And then the second day, we just sitting there, and it was guys that were going from, like, little smaller colleges, and then Chris was like, I'm better than him, I'm great, you know. And so at the end of that day, he didn't get drafted.
Turn right here, that's my church, family church. I'm going that way, you see, they got the sign. And it's like in a tunnel, you see, you can't really see. Okay, now I'm taking y'all to the area they call it Snake Creek. I just lived here up until probably like fifth, sixth grade. And just had to stay here until we were able to get a new house, until my mom was, after the divorce, able to have to stay here. My grandma's. I would always run around here, always run in this area, all the time, sit in this area. But we have so much land, man. We got all this land, all this back here, so much land. But it's out here in the middle of nowhere, so it's like, what are you gonna do with it? And then this street right here, this is my grandpa's street right here. The street that we're on, they named it after him.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because blacks weren't allowed to go to Bixby. And we were like one of the last schools to allow blacks to go to Bixby. And he was one of the main people that helped make that happen. So they named the street after him, Sam Johnson. See, what's so crazy is that my aunt in the White House, a lot of my aunts couldn't go to Bixby. They had to go to Booker T. Washington. So they had to catch a bus all the way in the country, all the way to North Tulsa, just to go to school.
On the completely opposite side of Tulsa.
Yeah, because Bixby wouldn't allow them to go to school.
Harris wasn't invited to the NFL scouting combine. He watched the draft come and go. And on top of all of that, 2011 was the summer of the lockout.
There was a lot that could have gone wrong, did go wrong, right?
Oh, yeah, starting all 4 years at KU and then end up having to be back here training and in Bixby. It was a tough transition, but, I mean, I was right here on this field every day from April until July, just making sure I was ready to go by the time training camp opened up.
That year, the training camp roster went from 80 to 90. And were you the last roster spot there?
Yeah, I was probably number 90. I was definitely the last person on the team.
The path to the NFL forced Chris Harris Jr. to take the road less traveled.
Here every day, running stadiums. Here, right here, every day, man, training. And until the Broncos called me in July, and then I was literally probably stepping right here straight to Denver.
He never stopped competing. He just would work hard every day. He would be in Bixby or Jinx running stairs at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon in 100 degree weather. And when he got to Denver, he was really prepared to go out there and give his best shot.
He got the call and he was so excited. And, you know, we still talked every night. So he says that he tried out for two things. He tried out for the team. He tried out to be my boyfriend. And he was just working so hard, not getting any sleep. And but it was really good times. And we just talked so much. And he worked so hard. And, you know, bless his heart, he got both things. He got everything he wanted, right?
So everybody's almost on the same street. These right here, these are my cousins. David Johnson's house, and they all play football with me. This right here is where we played all the time. So if I was at my grandma's, I'll come here. And we had a basketball goal right there. All this way, straight football every day. Out here catching balls every day out here on this field, especially. We do 3-on-3s all the time, and then you come back over here. Say we get tired of playing sports, tired of playing basketball or whatever, this whole field right here just be horses. Right now, they don't have them right now. But growing up, going to the trees, and there's a big old pond back there. We'd go fishing back there. You'd have to walk all the way back behind those trees. And yeah, this is where we got better at.
Next time on The Underdog.
But excellent coverage there. That was Chris Harris, backup safety.
Harris makes an impression at Broncos training camp.
Finally step in the first preseason game and make some plays. That's why I started building confidence.
But just when he begins to establish himself in the NFL, an unexpected setback.
I mean, especially just not being able to play in the Super Bowl. I mean, that definitely hurt.
Just another hurdle for Harris.
And the Broncos have recovered the fumble.
And at home, the family welcomes Aria.
And he's such a good dad. I mean, he'll change our diapers, he'll give our bath.
That's next time on The Underdog.